It's been a rough week for a lot of people as we continue to pick up the pieces from what is now being called a once-in-a-century weather event. This is Lisa Berry, and winds gusting up to 60 miles per hour left nearly a million people across Michigan without electricity, uprooted trees, and brought down thousands of power lines. And with no power, a lot of local traffic signals were not working, leaving drivers to try and figure out who's next, many times at a very busy intersection. And what exactly are we supposed to do? Joining us now to help set the driving record straight is Michigan State Police Public Information Officer, Lieutenant Michael Shaw. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. I appreciate it.
I have to start with an admission of guilt. I've been telling listeners to treat those intersections where the lights are not working as a four-way stop, and I understand that's not correct?
That is not correct. But if I can first, before we get into this, I just want to remind people over this weekend, please be careful out there. The weather's really changing for the worse for us. It's going to be very cold. Check on your neighbors. Make utilization of your local government and some of the warming centers. And make sure you check on the elderly where you know where they are, because it's going to be cold and there's a lot of people without power. So that's the most important thing that we want to get out here. But the four-way stop is a media myth that's been around as long as the Loch Ness Monster.
A media myth. I'm guilty. All right, set us straight. Help us out.
So basically what happens is you have two types of intersections. The first type of intersection is called a controlled intersection, and that's where you come and there's a traffic light, there's a stop sign, there's a yield sign, there's a police officer directing traffic. There's some type of device there that tells you when to go and when not to go. And then we come across uncontrolled intersections. These are more in rural areas and also kind of in your neighborhood. If you're going through a neighborhood or you're going through your neighborhood and you come across an intersection that nobody has a stop sign at all, it's called an uncontrolled intersection. So once the lights go out, the intersection reverts from a controlled intersection to an uncontrolled intersection. So at an uncontrolled intersection, the basic right-of-way rules apply. And everybody goes, what the heck is that? I didn't go to driver's ed in the last 25 years. I have no idea what that is. So basically, when you approach an intersection, you're supposed to slow down and determine who has the right-of-way. If there's a vehicle already in the intersection, naturally it's common sense. You stop and let them go through the intersection. If you're approaching an intersection at the same time with another vehicle, you are required to give the right-of-way to the vehicle on the right. Those are the ones that have the right-of-way. But I think it's also important to note that we don't want you to get in this heated argument with somebody about who has the right-of-way. If somebody really wants to have the right-of-way and go first at that intersection, give them a wave and a smile and tell them to have a nice day and let them through there. Courtesy and caution is always very, very well advised.
Here in Washtenaw County, there's lights out at a lot of pretty busy intersections where there are multiple lanes approaching each other at the same time. So you've got cars in a number of lanes at once. How do you decide in that case?
Same rules applies, no matter how many how many lanes there are. And a lot of times what will happen is you'll approach the intersection, it'll become like a zipper, where you'll approach the intersection with cars that are in the lanes next to you at the same time as you're approaching it with other people. So the same rules apply. If somebody's already going through the intersection, you don't go through. And if you pull up to the intersection at the same time as another vehicle, then those vehicles on the right get to go first, and then you go second.
Well, you know how we like to have our little sayings, Lieutenant Shaw. So instead of treat it as a four-way stop, how can we boil that down?
I think that's mostly where the myth took place. Was it's a heck of a lot easier to say treat it as a four-way stop than it is to follow basic right-of-way rules. So I work with the media, I get it, and I understand the saying. But where this becomes important is if you're involved in a traffic crash in that intersection, when the trooper or the deputy or the officer comes out to investigate that crash, they're not going to go by what the media says, or they're going to go by what Uncle Joe told you. They're going to go by what the law says. And if, unfortunately, somebody ends up getting injured or killed in that crash and you were supposed to yield the right of way and you didn't, you know, you can find yourself in a little bit of legal hot water.
Yield the right of way. And this is a time where kindness and courtesy are definitely important as well.
And that's the most important part of this. The law is very cut and dry, black and white, and we're all, you know, familiar with it. I deal with the law every day as a police officer. But, you know, kindness and courtesy is really what we're trying to emphasize this. There's a lot of people that are under a heck of a lot of stress right now because of their power being out. There are a lot of things that are going on due to this storm, and you're concerned and worried about it. So just take a little extra time. And, you know, even if you have the right of way and somebody else wants to go in front of you, be the bigger person, the bigger driver, and just be courteous and let them go, and then you can get on your way as well.
Michigan State Police Public Information Officer Lieutenant Michael Shaw, please share our gratitude with everyone in law enforcement who's been working triple, double overtime this week trying to keep everybody safe and secure.
I sure will pass that on.